For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hawk. Missouri's teachers' unions are continuing to push back on the state's COVID vaccine plan for being too slow to reach them. State Health Director Dr. Randall Williams doubled down Thursday on prioritizing older and sicker Missourians before teachers. But unions say the state's vaccine rollout is happening too slowly. Teachers are in the vaccine priority tier that's next up, but health officials say that may not happen until April. Surrounding states, including Illinois and Kansas, have already begun vaccinating teachers. When massive demonstrations against racial injustice erupted across the nation last summer, protesters often swarmed onto roads or highways to draw attention to their cause. This method sometimes resulted in searing images of drivers plowing through crowds, causing serious injuries, and in some cases, deaths. Now, Republican politicians across the country are moving to stop the maneuver, proposing increased penalties for demonstrators who run onto highways and legal immunity for drivers who hit them. Dozens of such bills aimed at cracking down on protests and demonstrations have been introduced in legislatures across the country, including in Missouri. Attorneys who represent medical marijuana clients say they are concerned about possible discipline under a directive issued by the state Supreme Court in June. The directive says attorneys cannot participate in or advise clients on participating in anything that is illegal under federal law, even if they are legal under state law. Medical marijuana is illegal under federal law, but legal in Missouri. Dan Vietz, who represents medical marijuana industry clients, says he asked the Supreme Court Advisory Committee for clarity on the issue. Missouri Supreme Court spokesperson Beth Rickert says it would be inappropriate for the court to comment on the order. Missouri passed the milestone of 1 million administered doses of the COVID-19 vaccine, according to the Missouri Hospital Association. KOMU-8 reports that the total includes nearly 700,000 Missourians who've received an initial dose and the more than 300,000 who've received a booster. Despite weather-related delays for vaccine delivery throughout the week, state vaccinators are continuing to up shots in arms statewide. It's likely that the volume of the two current vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna will expand as well. Missourians can check for eligibility and enroll for the vaccine at mostopscovid.com. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.